Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Mayur Unicotters Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Dani. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Anushka. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, it's our pleasure to host the senior management of Mayur Unicotters. On the call today, we have Mr. Arun Bagaria, Executive Director, and Vinod Kumar Sharma, CFO of the company. We will start the call with opening remarks from the management and then move to Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rahul. Good afternoon, dear investors and analysts. It's a great pleasure to address you as we reflect on the past year and look forward to the future of the company. Your support and trust in Mayur Unicotters have been instrumental in our success, and we are honored to share with you the performance of Mayur. Thanks for giving your precious time to join Mayur Unicotters Limited Q1 FY27 conference call. Mayur Unicotters Limited, being a market leader in the synthetic leather industry and an organized player, has been able to leverage emerging opportunities and delivered exemplary performance in past years, both in national as well as international business markets. Now, I would like to start with financial highlights for Q1 FY27 under review, and we will also reply to your queries after our review of the financial results for the quarter. The company has achieved the revenue from operations on a standalone basis is ₹247.03 crores, PBT ₹77.79 crores, and PAT ₹58.95 crores. In this quarter, the standalone revenue increased by 20%, and PBT and PAT both increased by 41% and 43% on Y-on-Y basis. The revenue from operation on consolidated basis is ₹269.23 crores, PBT ₹74.12 crores, and PAT ₹56.12 crores. In this quarter, the consolidated revenue increased by 25%, and PBT and PAT both increased by 35% and 38% respectively. Further, our endeavor is to make the company the preferred supplier for the leading OEMs in overseas market, especially the U.S. and European regions. In this context, we have received some good OEM supply orders from USA, which have already started making good contribution to our export sales revenue and overall business profitability. This sales growth and increased momentum is expected to continue next two, three years. While pursuing our business interest, Mayur Unicotters has also been endeavoring to fulfill our responsibilities to our society. Under the corporate social responsibilities programs, we have contributed towards regular plantations, around 50,000 plants already done, and have a plan to do it at large scale in coming years. The company has also adopted many happy schools for education of children. The company has worked on education for all and underprivileged children. Various healthcare initiatives, especially child school development, water for all, sanitation at school area, distribution of books, bags, clothes, etc., and most importantly, family planning and family welfare schemes in nearby villages. The state government has also recognized these initiatives on various platforms. I am thankful to all the investors for their valuable time, to those who became the part of this earnings call. With this positive note, I would like to conclude and request you all to open the forum for questions and answers. Since we have a limited time of 45 minutes for the call, therefore, request to please avoid repeated questions. And I'm also giving you the segment breakup. You may note down export general 30.24, export OEM 73.56, total exports is 103.80 crore, auto OEM domestic 56.08, replacement 36.52, footwear 41.16, furnishing 6.08, and others 3.38, and total domestic sale is 143.23. Total is 247.03. Over to you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Moving further, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Shubham Jain from NV Alpha Fund. Please proceed.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and I hope I'm audible. My first question was the growth that we have shown in this quarter of 25%, how much of that was driven by volume and how much of that was driven by realization?
The growth is driven by the volume is around 2%, and remaining growth has come from price part.
Okay, and this realization increase is because of raw material price increase, or is this because of mix change?
It's a mix because not only raw material prices, it is because our export business has grown, so it's a higher price item. So that's the reason for the growth.
Understood. My second question was on we were going to expand another line in our existing facility, and we were evaluating a greenfield expansion as well. So what's the current plan in terms of expansion, and what is the CapEx plan that we're planning to do over the next 1 to 3 years?
So we have already intimated in the last call also, so we have already ordered the line for our expansion in our current premises. So we should be able to start our production by towards the end of this financial year, somewhere between February, March 2027. So we'll have an additional production capacity of 5 lakh meters. So we are looking at two more expansions, but that is not finalized till now. One may be outside India, and one may be in India, but that is India will take a longer time because we have already expanding our operations over here. So if we go outside India, we are still evaluating where we want to put. We have not taken a final call on that. Once we take the final call, we'll let you know.
Understood. So just a follow-up on this. We've been speaking about this international expansion for a while.
But sorry to interrupt, Mr. Shubham.
Ma'am, it's a follow-up question on the previous question itself.
Okay, I'll just tell you because see, there's a lot of volatility in the market. We are still getting business with the current setup right now. We definitely need to put more plants somewhere outside India. But because of all this Trump tariffs, the West Asia war, or multiple things happening in the last few years, we have not taken a final call which should be the ideal location to put our plant. So it could be in Mexico, it could be in US, it could be in some other NAFTA areas. We are still considering various options, but there's so much of volatility in the market, so it's not easy to decide where exactly we should put the plant right now.
Understood. And based on the expansions that we have already done, what is the peak revenue that we can do as per realizations today?
So the expansion that is by adding one more line?
Yes.
So just simple, like if you just add 5 lakh meters into 300 rupees a linear meter average price, so it will just give you it's around 150 crores more per year annually. We have some capacity in an additional facility also, so maybe an additional of 300 crores to 400 crores, but it depends also a lot on the product mix. So like are we expanding more on the export front, or are we expanding more on the domestic front? But anywhere between 250 to 400 crores could be a figure that you can see depending on the product mix.
Understood. Thank you so much. I'll get back in queue.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Molecule Ventures. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, yeah. Please.
Yeah. So first of all, congratulations on a good set of numbers yet again. First I wanted to ask you regarding the volume mix that we have mentioned, the export mix, sorry. So can you just repeat that if it's possible? What was the export percentage?
All the numbers or only export and domestic?
Yes, export and domestic.
In total, export total,
yes,
was export is 103.80 crore and domestic is 143.23 crores.
Okay. Sir, a follow-up regarding this export. So in the last call, we mentioned that it has the margin expansion is primarily because of value-added mix and the growth coming from the export market, and a sustainable number would be between 25% to 30%. So what was the reason that sequentially we basically did not continue with the same trend on the margin? And going forward, what is our outlook on the export market?
No, this margin is actually, we told you earlier also in our previous con call, that margin, our sustainable margin will be 25 or plus, plus 1 or 2%. But last quarter, it was abnormally high because of foreign exchange increase in, abnormally high increase in foreign exchange rates. So that was a one-time increase, basically. But this present quarter's margin will be sustainable and expected to continue.
Okay. Sir, any reason for just 2% volume growth? Currently, what is the capacity utilization of our existing capacity?
So we are utilizing somewhere between 75% to 78%.
Okay. And how much would this 5 lakh meter attribute to in terms of capacity addition?
I just told you the figures just 2 minutes back. So basically, so we have an installed capacity of 3.5 million. So it will be like, for PVC I'm talking about, so it will be 4 million meters per month basically. But it depends again on the product mix. So if we are making more products based on less thickness, like maybe 0.8 mm, it could be 4.1. And if we are making more thicker products, it could be 3.8. So capacity also depends on whatever product we make. But you can say somewhere between 3.5 to 4.2 million meters per month.
Why I'm trying to understand this, sir.
Sorry to interrupt, Ms. Saloni.
This is the last question from mine, ma'am. So what I'm trying to understand, sir, is because we've already operating at 75-80% capacity utilization, and the 50 crore additional line won't basically move that much. It's just the major capex that we've been planning for a long time now, which again, as you mentioned, we are still evaluating. So I just wanted to understand your perspective on the next leg of growth. So how much time would you think will it take for us to finalize on the timeline and, you know, start with the major
capex? We have already said that you can expect a top line growth of between 10 to 12% for the next 3 years. This is what we can say currently right now. And this we have mentioned very clearly on this this thing. So anywhere between 10 to 15% growth, because certain things sometimes you plan and it's not in your hands. So anywhere between 10 to 15% growth. We are not looking very strong growth in the domestic market, but yes, we are looking at a very strong growth in the export market.
Okay, that's it from us. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. We take the next question from the line of Viraj Kacharia from SIMPL. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. Two questions, sir. One is, if you know, when you say 2% volume growth in the quarter, exports for us would have seen a higher volume growth. So that would mean that the domestic piece would have degrown. And if you see the market, you know, especially auto, you know, production itself has been upwards of 18-20% year on year.
Okay, that is not necessarily true. Excepting domestic footwear market, we have had a degrowth in the last quarter. I think so we have, if you compare YOY from last quarter to this year's quarter, I think so we have grown on the domestic front also. And there's a degrowth in the export OEM market because the business, the shipments will start going more from this quarter onwards. So it's not that there's a decrease in the domestic market and increase more in the export market. Exactly, you can say how much is the value, you can say what is the difference.
I mean, if you can just give volume growth for domestic and export.
Volume growth for domestic and export is in total. Export is 9.9 plus is the growth rate, and 1% is domestic growth rate. Overall, 2.77, around 3%. You can take it.
Yeah, so my point is, in domestic, we have just had a flat growth. When the auto production numbers have seen a very healthy growth.
Yeah, but so, again, you have some markets performed well, has performed well in the last quarter. Some markets have not performed very well. So specifically a footwear business, because you have to understand the price of raw materials for footwear, not only the PVC prices, their sole prices increased drastically. To it went up to almost like three times in the last quarter. So obviously the market was muted in the footwear segment.
Okay. Second question is, sir, see, if you, you know, look at our overall volume growth which you shared, export has grown by 9%, and typically that is also where you have the highest margin. But if you look on an EBITDA or a gross margin basis, we have seen some moderation. I understand last quarter is not a true benchmark to look at. But the, given the increase in mix, one would see probably. So was there any under recovery of raw material which needs to be passed on to the customer?
Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes for strategic reasons you don't increase the price for some customers, not for all customers. So obviously there was an increase in the raw material prices which started happening in the month of March. And the market has been very volatile since then. The prices went up very sharply. Then there was a fall in prices of some raw materials. Then again the prices went up again. So it's been a very volatile situation. So it's very difficult to predict situations which is out of our control. So it's you know, something that no one can predict. No one knows what will happen with the West Asia war tomorrow. Things look very stable right now. So obviously whatever projections we give, we give based on our normal market situations. Certain situations are not in the control, which we cannot predict right now.
No, I completely agree with you, sir. I was just trying to understand if at all there was a under-recovery or not. I understand the environment we are in is very volatile. Last question.
Last quarter, ek quarter ka profit upar niche. We are just giving a picture on the long-term prospect of the company. We are not coming what is happening in the next quarter, what happened in the last quarter, or what will happen in the quarter after that. Whatever we are talking about right now, we are talking about the long-term prospect of the company. So last time bhi humne bola tha, quarter to quarter, aap log koi bhi chiz analysis mat kariyega. Hamare projection ke basis pe yearly under normal situation, really itna growth aa jana chahiye aur itna margins aa jana chahiye. Wo plus minus 1 or 2% ho sakta hai.
Quarter to quarter.
But isme khali ek hi cheez hai, there are certain market situations agar bahut volatile ho gaya, wo hamare control ke bahar ka cheez hai. But we are very confident ki whatever we are saying, we should be able to achieve.
Understood. And last question, sir.
Mr. Viraj, I would request you to join back the queue, as there are several participants waiting for their turn.
Sure, thank you.
We take the next question from the line of Kiran from Table Tree. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. Couple of questions, sir. Our exports OEM last year, same quarter, like Q1 FY26, was 53 crore, This year we did 74 crore, which is a 39-40% increase in the export OEM space, which is fantastic growth when it compare same quarters. So sir, itna jump hone ke baad, 40% of export OEM growth hone ke baad, gross margin thoda bhi improve nahi hua hai. So ye is it like even accounting for raw material price increases, is there anything where we are facing pricing pressure on export OEM market?
So two parts hai isme actually. Ek to us Gulf War ki wajah se jo hua ye problem, uski wajah se aapka price mein impact aaya tha in Q1. And secondly, because of this war, the shipments cost have also increased.
Got it.
Okay, four times higher the shipment cost was increased.
See, aisa hai, sometimes in the export OEM market, bali एक क्वार्टर के बेसिस में आप जाके कस्टमर से प्राइस इंक्रीज नहीं मांग सकते हो ना. यू हैव टू सी हाउ द मार्केट, बिकॉज सी द वॉर स्टार्टेड देन द वॉर डाइड डाउन ऑल्सो. वी इनिशिएटेड रिक्वेस्टिंग फॉर अ प्राइस इंक्रीज, द क्रूड प्राइसेस स्टार्टेड कमिंग डाउन. एवरीवन थॉट कि वो सब स्टेबलाइज हो जाएगा, सबकी वापस नीचे आ जाएगी. तो हमने जो प्रेशर देना चालू किया था वो होल्ड कर दिया, वापस प्राइसेस बढ़ने चालू हो गए, विच वॉज वेरी अनएक्सपेक्टेड. So obviously we have not taken a price increase in the export market, but इसमें एक चीज आपको और देखना पड़ेगा, 10% का तो मोटा मोटी नेचुरल हेज ही हो गया है ना. आज अगर मुझे कोई मटेरियल में $8 पे एग्जाम्पल बेच रहा था मैं, और मुझे 85 या 86 का रियलाइजेशन हो रहा था, तो 94 होने से तो मुझे 10% का तो और नेचुरल हेज मिल गया मेरे को. ठीक है, माई रॉ मटेरियल प्राइसेज वेंट अप बियॉन्ड दैट ऑल्सो, बट we had requested, but we had not pushed because beech mein ek bar aisa laga that prices started coming down also very fast. So we have not taken any increase from my customer in the export market right now. Man, in OEM export market at least for the time being.
Got it, sir. That is very helpful. Thank you so much. Second question, sir. Our other expenses quarter on quarter, like March quarter to this quarter, 9 crore bada hai. So ye, is it a combination of forex losses and shipping or only shipping?
No, it's a mixed reasons. Some shipping cost, I already told you, shipping cost increased in this last quarter 4 times, okay, for the export. And some traveling cost and other service cost, legal and professionals, etc., which we have incurred on that account. That expenses have increased in this quarter.
Got it. So this will be a recurring expense, right? Because freight cost has been elevated for a substantial number of months.
No, right, we cannot say that this will be continued. But since the situation, the war situation will be improved, then definitely the freight charges may come down.
Got it, sir. Got it. 9 crore mein 5-6 crore.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Kiran. I would request you to join back the queue.
Majorly because of this freight increase, and remaining is some service providers cost and this one traveling and risk coverage cost. That is thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. We take the next question from the line of Aman Soni from 7 Alpha Investors Private Limited. Please proceed.
Hello. Sir, I'm Arlo.
Yeah.
Because of the recent FTA signed by India, how do you see our business from leather segment to shape up over the years, maybe in next 2 to 3 years? How do you see growth coming in?
I think this is a very positive move for India. Definitely will be more effective in terms of cost. The sentiments of the customers to procure from India will definitely increase. So especially in the Europe market, mane kafi acha sentiments aa raha hai. Maybe customers might think of, you know, buying from India, which they were avoiding because of their de-risking policies. So it's a very positive sentiment. Cannot comment because the business kitna badega right now, but yeah, a very strong.
Sir, can you please spend some time on explaining the current competitive landscape in the industry, because we are seeing that automotive seating is getting traction. For example, recently, you know, Minda announced their entry in high-value automotive seating systems, as near player are entering. Demand for synthetic leather will increase, and so does the attraction for near player to enter in this space. Are you able to see that happen?
Okay, so aisa hai, I told you our main area of decode in the domestic market has been footwear only. Definitely we are getting more business from the automotive OEMs also, and the business is not dependent on Uno Minda. The business is dependent by the OEM. So on which business model you get the business. So basically tier 1 could be Uno Minda, but Uno Minda is more into two-wheeler seats right now, because they had taken the plant, they had purchased the plant from Harita, I think so 4 years back or 3 years back. So we are already a supplier to them. They are also entering the four-segment market, but depends on which platform they get the business and which platform the Mayur gets business. So the business is driven by the automotive. Nevertheless, our main four-wheeler business which we are lacking right now is volumes from Tata and volumes from Mahindra. So our business from Mahindra will be increasing in the coming years. Tata, we are still in a very initial stage right now. Definitely we should get some business, but which platform, it's very difficult to comment at this moment.
The line for the participant has been dropped. We'll just proceed with the next participant. We take the next question from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please proceed.
Hello sir, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, sir. Two things. One, if you can, our US OEM business has been clocking around 80-90 crores from per quarter for last, I think, 3 quarters. So one is with respect to the growth of this particular business, or what's your growth outlook? And on from the growth perspective, are you expecting to increase your wallet share, or are you planning to increase your volume in terms of getting more orders from the US OEM clients with respect to US OEM business? And if we can also provide US OEM order book or a ballpark figure on that. That's my first question. I'll ask the second question later.
Sir, we have already told you that our US business will grow, and next in next 3 years, the business will almost be, if not double, at least 60-70% badega hamara US ka business, na, in terms of US automotive. So we our share of business in Ford was very less. So we have got good orders from Ford, and the business will increase with Ford also and in Chrysler also. So US automotive, the business will increase. The Europe automotive sector, we have business in South Africa, both for BMW and Mercedes. We are definitely trying with other automotive customers also. But jab tak proper headwinds nahi hota, I don't want to comment on those business right now. Thirdly, for their supply in Europe, we are participating in RFQs. But we lost some RFQs in the past. More RFQs are coming in the near future. Until the business is awarded, I cannot comment on those things again.
So, ye, aapne jo 60% growth bola hai, wo kya product expansion se aega, ki client expansion se aega, ki either wallet expansion se aega, wo main pooch raha tha.
Okay, so 60% nahi bola, maine bola ki last. नेक्स्ट हाँ ठीक है, चलिए आप वैसे वैसे देखेंगे तो मैं फ्लैट 60% ये और ये 60% नहीं बोल रहा हूँ मैं, टोटल टोटल ग्रोथ बात कर रहा हूँ मैं ना. बट एनीवेज, सो करंट क्लाइंट के बिजनेस से एक्सपेंशन आएगा, मतलब बिजनेस शेयर बहुत कम था, वो बिजनेस बढ़ने से आएगा वो. एंड बाकी वी आर ऑलवेज टॉकिंग टू अदर कस्टमर्स ऑल्सो, बट it's no point commenting until koi strong headwind ho jaye unke paas.
If that comes, then that will be extra.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't hear the last part.
We are expecting the growth based on the existing customers. Okay.
The increase in the wallet share of existing customers, basically.
Yes.
And if we are also talking to other OEMs, but it's very initial stages, so it's very difficult to comment that next 3 saal mein extra business milega ki nahi milega. Agar milega, to wo extra hoga wo.
Okay, sir. And so my second question is, you mentioned that there was a raw material cost inflation as well as the logistic costs have doubled, almost grown 4x. Have you taken any definitive price hike towards the tail end of this quarter or start of Q2?
देखिए specifically US का बात कर रहा है. मैंने last question में भी बोला था हमने price increase के लिए mail डाला था, but then the market started softening, so we didn't pursue those things right now. तो मेल गया हुआ बहुत स्ट्रॉन्ग पुश नहीं किया है बिकॉज यू हैव टू सी लॉन्ग टर्म में कैसा हो रहा है बिकॉज ऑफ स्ट्रेटेजिक रीजंस. खाली प्राइस पुश करके फायदा नहीं होता है. सो वी आर इफ द मार्केट इज स्टेबलाइजिंग. तो करेंटली अगर यूएस मार्केट का बात करेंगे तो हम लोगों ने प्राइस इंक्रीज नहीं लिया है अभी.
सो वही मैं पूछ रहा हूँ कि आपका भी लेने का प्लान है क्या?
सॉरी टू इंटरप्ट रमन.
नहीं, मैं आंसर कर देता हूँ. कोशिश करेंगे, पुश नहीं करेंगे अभी. Because okay. The market is again softening down, we'll see how the market behaves. 10% already price increase mil chuka hai in terms of dollar rate.
Mm-hmm.
So abhi wo push karna hai ki kitna push karna hai, wo depend karta hai market next 2-3 week mein kaise play out karta hai, uske upar depend karega.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Ashwini Damini from Ratnabali. Please proceed.
So most of my questions have been answered already. But just to confirm, you mentioned that the 9 crore expense, how much of it can we assume to recur next year, next quarter, and how much is non-recurring?
पैसा ब्रेकअप अभी हमारे हाथ में नहीं है. थोड़ा डिटेल में जाकर उसका आंसर दे पाएंगे. वी डोंट हैव द एग्जैक्ट फिगर्स फॉर दोस, माने एग्जैक्ट फिगर्स फॉर दोस दिस थिंग. आपके पास है क्या?
अदर क्वेश्चन हैव बीन आंसर्ड.
यू आर कंपेयरिंग 9 करोड़ इंक्रीज फ्रॉम लास्ट क्वार्टर टू जून क्वार्टर, राइट?
यस सर. सो आई फाउंड इट, आई मीन दिस इज बिटवीन स्टैंड अलोन.
आई थिंक योर कंपेरिजन इज नॉट करेक्ट. बेसिकली इन मार्च क्वार्टर देर वॉज आई थिंक इंक्रीज इन रेवेन्यू ऑल्सो. So you have to reduce the increased percentage and then you should compare. And the majorly the difference is because of, I told you, the difference is because of increase in logistic cost, majorly on account of export and service cost and risk coverage cost, which we incurred for the current quarter.
This difference is also in your standalone versus consolidated results, similar 8-9 crores. So is this expense relating to some subsidiary?
Yeah, but some part is relating to subsidy and major part is for the MUL only.
So this will continue to recur?
Partly will continue and partly will, I think, coming down.
Sure. Thank you, sir. That is all. All other questions have been answered.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investment. Please proceed.
Sir, what is our CAPEX plan for financial year 27 and 28?
Around 50 crore.
In both the year together, right?
Both which? Only 26-27, I told you, for the financial year.
26-27. And 27-28, anything we have planned?
27-28 का भी एग्जैक्ट फिगर नहीं बोल सकते. डिपेंड्स इफ वी हैव टेकन अ फाइनल कॉल ऑन पुटिंग अप अ न्यू फैसिलिटी समवेयर. सो अगर वो होता है तो उसके बाद 2 साल में समझ लीजिए आपका 250 करोड़ का कैपेक्स होगा
एडिशनल.
बट अभी हाँ एडिशनल होगा, बट अभी फाइनल कॉल लेने के बाद ही बता सकते हैं उसको.
अभी तो ये श्योर है दैट नंबर.
ओके सर, हाउ इज सुरेश जी पोदार हेल्थ एंड ही इज मैनेजिंग एवरीथिंग वेल?
हाँ, मैंने अभी थोड़ा माने उनके थोड़ा सा कैसे बताओ, थोड़ा इन्फेक्शन हो गया था तो ऑब्वियसली इज मैनेजिंग एवरीथिंग वेल. हाँ बट अभी थोड़ा बात करने में, मैंने ऑन कॉल में बात करने में थोड़ा दिक्कत होता है उनको थोड़ा सा.
ओके ओके ओके. एंड एनी एमडी फुल टाइम
मिस्टर रवि, द पार्टिसिपेंट इज आउट ऑफ क्यू. We'll take the next question from the line of Madhu Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please proceed.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to understand that how is the raw material pricing currently versus what it was in Q1, and can we expect the gross margin improvement at least Q-on-Q basis even without the price hike?
See, raw material prices based on Q1, सम आइटम्स थोड़ा प्राइसेस सॉफ्ट हुआ है, देन वापस बढ़ गया था. तो मार्केट इज वोलेटाइल, आई विल से लिटिल सॉफ्टर बट इट्स स्टिल एक्सपेंसिव देन व्हाट इट वाज इन द मंथ ऑफ मार्च, मैंने बिगनिंग ऑफ मार्च और एंड ऑफ फेब्रुअरी.
राइट सर, सो व्हेन विल वी डिसाइड इफ यू वुड लाइक टू गो एंड आस्क आवर कस्टमर्स फॉर अ प्राइस हाइक?
नहीं नहीं, आई एम सॉरी, आई थिंक सो we are taking price hike for every customer. Khali specifically US export OEM market ka baat kar rahe the hum log, ki humne already unko bhi mails dal chuke hain, price hike ka request kar chuke hain, but bahut push nahi kiya humne abhi, because beech mein kya ho gaya tha, 15 20 din aisa time hai, mahina bhar aisa time aa gaya tha where prices started softening very fast and we already had an advantage of US dollar appreciation. So fir bahut zyada push karne ka laga zarurat nahi hai abhi. But again the situation changed back 2 weeks back. So again we have sent a request mail. But how about aggressive? It was not aggressive push कर रहे, वो नहीं किया हमने अभी तक.
Right. और sir just एक clarification चाहिए था sir, the US customers जिनके साथ हम wallet share gains expect कर रहे हैं sir, so is it, are we replacing some existing vendor और जो incremental growth आएगा उसमें हमारा share काफी ज्यादा रहेगा?
नहीं, दोनों चीज हो रहा है.
ओके, दोनों चीज हो रहे हैं. ठीक है सर, सर ठीक है, दैट वाज फ्रॉम माइंड. थैंक यू सो मच एंड ऑल द बेस्ट.
थैंक यू. वी टेक द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ श्रेयांश गांधी फ्रॉम एसजी सिक्योरिटीज. प्लीज प्रोसीड.
हाय, गुड आफ्टरनून सर. सर मेरा एक क्वेश्चन था, सो जस्ट वांटेड टू अंडरस्टैंड द रैशनल ऑफ पुटिंग अप एन इंटरनेशनल प्लांट. सो इन द प्रीवियस क्वार्टर यू मेंशन दैट द कॉस्ट फॉर पुटिंग अप दैट प्लांट इज ऑल्सो हायर. So, just wanted to understand what is the benefit of us so, getting...
Market is very uncertain, okay? And a lot of automotive companies, they think of de-risking the business also. So, aaj India se hum log ek particular level of growth hi expect kar sakte hain. But some customers want their suppliers to be near them. So, if we don't put up a plant near them, so... बिजनेस लॉन्ग टर्म में मे बी बहुत इफेक्टिव नहीं रहेगा, बिकॉज दे वुड लाइक टू डिडस देयर बिजनेस.
ओके,
आप लास्ट 10 साल से देखिए ना क्या हो रहा है वर्ल्ड में. कोविड आ गया, यूएस सॉरी यूक्रेन वॉर हो गया, अच्छा फिर उसके बाद ये वेस्ट एशिया वॉर हो गया, शिपिंग लाइन डिस्टर्बेंस इतना ज्यादा हाई हो गया. तो ठीक है, वी हैव बीन एबल टू मेंटेन आवर स्टॉक्स, वी हैव नेवर डिस्टर्बड द सप्लाई, द ओएमएस आर वेरी हैप्पी विद अस. But not all automotive companies would like to work with a company based out of India. And secondly, number one, if you become a global player also, your image in front of the automotive companies also changes a lot. आप खाली बोलते हैं आप इंडिया में प्लांट लगा के बैठे हो और आप बोलते हैं आपका मल्टीपल लोकेशन पे प्लांट है. The way your brand also builds makes a lot of difference in the eye of the automotive customer. Automotive या any customer.
Got it. The second question was, on the domestic plant.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Shreyas. Could you please join back the queue?
As
there are several participants waiting for their turn.
There's just one question I had on the PU plant repurposing. So,
there's no major change what we had discussed in the last quarter. Abhi bhi struggle hai wahan par, thoda time lagega, but there's no major change.
तो पीवीसी के लिए रिपर्पस कर सकते हैं या यू आर लुकिंग फॉर अ न्यू प्लांट ओनली बिकॉज दैट इज नॉट रिवाइव्ड?
नहीं नहीं, कर सकते हैं, ऐसा नहीं है, बट अभी एग्जिस्टिंग में तो भी ऑलरेडी जगह है,
जरूरत पड़ा तो कर सकते हैं डेफिनेटली.
ओके ओके
माइंड चेंजेस करना पड़ेगा बट पॉसिबल है करना.
ओके गॉट इट. ऑल राइट दैट्स फ्रॉम दैट्स ऑल फ्रॉम माय थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. Participants, please limit your questions to one per participant. We take the next question from the line of Avinash Chandra from SMIFS. Please proceed.
Congratulations, management, on a continuation of good performance. So just one question on the margin front. You have already talked about a lot of things. In this quarter, we have very high RM, we have freight issues, related cost, and then we could not take any price hike in export OEM market. Still, we had 25% plus margins. Should we take this margin as a base margin and anything positive happens will give us better margin in subsequent quarters?
Yeah, obviously.
भाई ऐसा देखिए ना आप लोगों को ये बोला हुआ है कि आप लोग अपना एनालिस्ट पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू कंपनी पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू मार्जिन जो अभी हमारा आ रहा है उसको मांग के चलिए जो एक्स्ट्रा होगा उसको बोनस पकड़ के चलिए आप लोग.
ओके सर थैंक यू वेरी मच.
अभी अरुण सर ने बोला ही है आपको कि ये हमारा रहता है और हमारा तो हमेशा एफर्ट रहता है कि इससे बेस्ट करें इससे बेटर करें ठीक है तो वो हमेशा रहता है. दूसरा क्या है आपको ईयरली मार्जिन देखने चाहिए क्योंकि क्वार्टर टू क्वार्टर ये इस तरह की सिचुएशन आती रहती है तो ऊपर नीचे होता रहता है ठीक है. अभी जैसे आपका फ्रेट वाला पोर्शन हो गया देन कुछ और हो गया देन रॉ मेटेरियल के प्राइसेस में थोड़ा अप एंड डाउन हो जाता है तो ये इट विल कीप गोइंग अप एंड डाउन बट ओवरऑल ईयर एंड वाला जो मार्जिन है वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट दैट एंड वी आर ट्राइंग टू मेंटेन दैट मार्जिन.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the last question from the Saloni from Molecule Ventures. Please proceed.
Just a bookkeeping question, sir. So we mentioned our sales volume of around 31 million meters in last year, FY26. So our capacity is 48 million, right? That gives us an average utilization of 65%. So there is still legroom for from the existing capacity as well.
The figures aapke paas. So there are two capacities we should talk about. One is PVC capacity. So our PVC capacity is between 3.5 to 3.7 million meters depending on the product mix a lot, you know, because some product have a faster line speed, some product has a slower line speed. And we are making around 2.7 to 2.8 million meters. So if we divide 2.7, also divide by 3.5. So we are already using 75 to 78% of our capacity right now. By adding one more line, so our capacity will go up to 4 million or 4.2 again, depending on the product mix. But if I say 4 million also, and we our based on the current capacity utilization, it will be 65-66% capacity. So we have a headroom to expand to 25-30% more capacity. And this is with the existing facility. But definitely, we have not taken the call. We would expand in some other location also. Not decided. I mean, wo India ke bahar pehle karenge, to pehle India ke bahar hi karenge, dono jagah ek saath nahi karenge. But once we take a call, then only I can comment on those things.
Sure.
We may not lose business because our capacity will not be a constraint for our business expansion. Ye bol sakta hu main khali
aapko. Sure, sir. Ek PU plant pe just ek update lena tha. If we could basically get a sense ki abhi at current rate is it loss making? And if yes, then what is our strategy going forward for this plant as we have seen basically no improvement for a long time?
Yes, we are underutilizing our capacity. There has been no change since last quarter in the last 3 months, largely because of very volatile market situation. The cost of PU specifically, both as an upper material and both as a sole material, the bottom part of the footwear. So, dono ke prices bahut fast expand kar gaye the. So, bahut no response ra. EU, there is a lot of intense competition from China for sure. So there are two options. Obviously, I have told in the past also that we are talking at two brands, but sampling bhi ho rahi hai, but abhi tak business confirmed nahi hua. That is one strategy. We are not focusing too much on PU in the export market right now, because we thought it will be very tough to sell against China. But mane, we are working ki how we can capture some market in export. It will take time, so mane, let us see ki abhi this financial year, at least I cannot give you a very strong recommendation for PU plant at the moment.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we take that as the last question for the day and would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you all the participants who have participated and spent their valuable time for attending this call of Mayur for Q1 FY27, and as we already told you that management is trying their hard and best to achieve the expected results and informed results, and definitely we will try to maintain the margin which we have given you in our previous quarters and this quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you everyone for participating. I know because of limited time, we cannot fulfill every questions of every participant. I hope we there was some clarity on the direction in which the company is moving. And just thank you for participating. If you have any other specific question, please, you can contact the CFO directly or company secretary directly, and we will be happy to help you in clarifying any other doubts you might have. The prospect of the company overall looks good for the coming 2-3 years at least. Let's see what we can do, and wish us luck also and wish you luck also. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.